JSF 90.1 FM would like to remind listeners that the following program is a repeat broadcast.
Hello, everyone. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. We respectfully acknowledge that we broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coast Salish peoples, the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Tsleil-Waututh, and the Kwikwetlem. We stream online at cjsf.ca, and today you are listening to the 3 to 4 p.m. Jambalaya with yours truly as the host, Paria. You know, please forgive me if I stumble on my words during today's show, because I genuinely haven't had, like, human interaction in such a long time. I speak to my parents, like, you know, I speak to my immediate family whom I am quarantining with, but it's really just in, like, grunts and mumbles. I really haven't had, like, a full-on conversation in a long time, it feels like. And it's sort of, I'm sort of scared, honestly, when we are able to safely go outside and socialize. I'm scared that I'm not going to be able to do that. I've adopted, like, every time I watch a new show, binge a new show, a movie, whatever it may be, I take on the identity of the people that I, like, the characters that I am watching. So I don't even know who I am anymore. Like, I feel like I'm genuinely losing my identity as time goes on. It's funny, but it's actually genuinely scary. So that's been sort of the last week of my life. I really wish I could give you all something more to sort of grapple with and think about, something profound. I have nothing. I've been trying to think, what am I going to talk about this week on the show? I have nothing. I have nothing that I even, I mean, tonight's like a full moon, I think. I didn't even manifest. Can you believe that? I did not even manifest. Like, I've been, that's really all I have to live for right now. Like, you know, like, manifesting during the full moon, right before the full moon, that's my thing. And I didn't even do, I guess I could still do that. It just doesn't feel as authentic, you know? Anyways, yeah, I don't really have anything to talk about. I think that we are all living this sort of, and I mean, a lot of people in BC do have to work. We do have so many essential workers who are risking their lives to provide services for us, which I am extremely grateful for. And I think that we need to continue to acknowledge them and celebrate them for, you know, again, their sacrifice, because not everybody has the, you know, privilege to choose whether or not they can work. Some people just have to work and they're coerced to work. So I think that's very important to acknowledge. But I think the rest of us who are sitting at home, it's just, at least in my experience, it's been so difficult to feel normal. And I'm trying to, you know, create a routine and, you know, journal, watch movies and shows and things like that to fill my time. But it just becomes white noise at some point, and I end up just, like, staring at the wall and questioning my entire existence. I've been wanting to read, like, philosophy books because I am a newfound joint major in business and philosophy. So I want to sort of get some knowledge before I start a really scary 300 level course here at SFU. But I am sort of scared that if I start, I will sort of go insane, and I don't really know. I just don't really know. I feel like in the past 7 days, between the last show and today's show, I feel like I have not moved from my bed. I'm just staring out the window waiting for something. You know what I mean? I can't even call this yearning. I don't know what I'm yearning for. I feel like I just don't even know. Anyways, that's enough of my existential dread. Today's show is actually a very fun one, and I'm very excited to present this music to you all. Last week was sort of like a rocky, like an indie rock sort of vibe. And this week I want to go sort of jazz. These are very huge umbrella terms I'm using, like indie rock and jazz. Like that could mean anything, but I mean, it's my jambalaya, so I really call the shots here. The first song that I will be playing for you all is Closer by Corinne Bailey Rae. And she is the same artist who sang Put Your Records On, a true classic, in my opinion. The next one is going to be Is It Any Wonder by Duran Jones and The Indications. And the next one after that is My Song by Labi Siffre. And I hope that you all enjoy.
I don't want to give you up. I don't want to hold you up. I don't want ambiguous. I just know that I've had enough. I want you to travel with me. Lay loose and let your mind go free. Show you things that you never see. But you just got to go with me. Simply
This is my song, and no one can take it away. It's been so long, but now you're here, here to stay. And I wonder if you know what it means. come true. This is my song, and no one can make it alive. It's been so long since someone could make me cry. And I wonder if you know what it means to laugh as tears go by. I may not always sing in tune, and nothing can make it die. It's been so long, and it's stronger. I know why, and I wonder if you really, really know.
Goodbye, blue.
Tu es la blue de ma vie, 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 vie.
Dr. Anthony Lazarus, and this is Climate Connections. In recent decades, the education of girls around the world has increased dramatically. But climate change threatens to reverse some of that progress. Extreme weather can increase poverty and force families to leave their homes. In Bangladesh, for example, coastal flooding has forced many poor, rural people to migrate to Dhaka, a crowded megacity. Sanye Gulsar Korat is director of the Division of Gender Equality at UNESCO, a UN agency. She says when families are forced to migrate, girls often take on additional responsibilities.
They take care of their siblings, they take care of the disabled and the elderly. They are hired out as help to others. So in most cases, even when education possibilities exist, girls are not usually the ones who can take advantage.
She says families struggling to survive may also encourage their teenage daughters to get married.
This is one less mouth to feed,
which tends to cut short their education. So she says climate change could be life-altering for women and girls around the globe. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. Learn more at yaleclimateconnections.org.
You were just listening to Goodbye Blue by Bad Bad Not Good. And yesterday night was a full moon, I believe. Yesterday morning, it was like at its peak. And I just wanted to read you all an article about how to perform full moon rituals for manifestation, energy cleansing, and more. So I sort of have a story that goes along with it, but I'll start with the article and I'll sort of go along and tell you the funny story. First one, moon water ritual tools, a mason jar with a lid, water from the tap. What to do? Take your container, fill it with filtered water or water from your tap, and simply place it outside in the direct line of the moonlight overnight. As you place the water outside, spend a few minutes considering your intentions for the lunar cycle ahead. The lunar cycle is the month to come. In the morning, collect the jar and use it however you wish. Here's an idea of what you can do with it. Drink it, taking a sip or two every day, reminding yourself of your intentions and the power of the moon. Bathe your crystals in it. Your crystals can absorb all types of energy. Bathing them in your moon water will give them a refresh and amplify their power. Beautify with it. Place your moon water in a spray bottle, add a few drops of your favorite essential oil, and use it as a facial toner each morning. So let me tell you a very interesting story that goes along with this sort of water ritual thing. I think last year I was like, you know what, screw it, I'm gonna go to a psychic. I'd been wanting to go to a psychic for years and years, and I guess I was never old enough. I didn't have the independence, I didn't have the money to go do it myself. My mom wanted to take me to a place in Iran, but I think our town's psychic, I think there was like one very prominent one, she passed away when we went back, so I was never able to visit her and things like that. So I went to, you know, like a nice psychic on Main Street. I'm not going to name names. It was truly a very interesting experience. I went and she basically told me all the generic things, like, you are wiser than your years, you're an old soul, you know, things like that. Very, in my opinion, very generic things, you know. But I'm really, truly not a skeptic. I was for years wanting to go to a psychic. And so basically she told me those things. She told me a few things that were sort of, I guess, like, accurate. I had a huge crush on this one guy last year, and I was, you know, a young, naive little paria a year ago. I just wanted to know, like, will me and this guy be together? So she told me that in 3 days, 3 weeks, or 3 months, we will be together. And I'm sorry. I mean, I just need to tell you guys now that I was not with him even a little bit. Not even nothing. Just so far from being in any sort of relationship with this person. Which is okay. And that's, you know, it was a little crush. I got over it. It's not that big of a deal. But what was baffling is that this lady told me that I was cursed. And she told me I was cursed. And so this initial appointment, this initial psychic reading, I think was like $50, which is, you know, fine. And then she was like, well, I mean, you're cursed, right? I'm going to do a candlelit reading for you, and that will only cost $120 more. And I, you know, I sort of give in under peer pressure, and it would, you know, it's sort of like when a deal, like at the dealership, not that I've ever been to it, I'm 19, I've never been to a car dealership, but I imagine at the dealership, the car salesperson is very, you know, persuasive and sort of pushy. And I succumb under pressure. So I was like, okay. And I tapped my little card and I spent $170 on this psychic on Main Street. This is the stupidest story. And so, yeah, that basically I went back the next week. She was like, come back, and I'll tell